And I honor the Lord this morning because he is good. I am saved, I'm sanctified, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And I praise God for blessing me in the house of the Lord one more time. You know, I thank God today because he is good. So if you would go with me to the word of the Lord, John 4, the 4th chapter, 1 John, the 4th chapter. Lord willing, I won't be before you long. I won't. I don't know what the Lord gonna do. Praise you, Jesus. 1 John chapter 4. And if you will follow along with me, I'll read through verse 4. It says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world."
Amen.
I'll go to 5. It says, "They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know ye the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." The word of the Lord. You may be seated. Say, greater
is he
that is in you
than
he that is in the world. I stand before you today, blessed by the Lord, because he lives in me. Praise you, Lord. I can run around with that, as Sister Janae was talking about it this morning. So glad for that, for her having the experience of the relationship with God. Hallelujah. That's what she was talking about. Glory to God. Great is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There is a warfare going on constantly.
Yes.
Earth, Wind, and Fire used to sing a song that said, "That's the way of the world." So when you think about what people do when they are not or do not have a relationship with the Lord, that is the way of the world. That's what the world does. So the world hears themselves. They listen to them. That's just how they do. I don't know why we'd be surprised that some people do what they do. When you were a sinner, when we were a sinner, that's what we did. We sinned. What do you expect a sinner to do? Okay, what did you expect yourself to do? I sinned when I was a sinner. That's what I did. That's what was in me. To do that, to sin. I was, W-A-S, my past. I was a sinner. But now, I am a child of the true living God. So what I used to do, I don't do that anymore. Praise the Lord. That's my testimony. And you can't take it away from me. Know that. No one can take away your testimony. It's personal. It's your testimony. Praise the Lord today. When looking in the word of the Lord, in that verse, "Ye are God, little children, humility, and have overcome them," meaning the ways of the world. If you have. Everybody in here has not.
Jesus.
I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand.
My God.
I know everybody in here ain't saved.
Right.
I know that. Right. And that's how the Lord can really bless us, when we honest with ourselves.
Yes.
You know how you been in a big meeting and nobody raised their hand about, you know, whether they, everybody know the Lord. Everybody has heard of the Lord maybe, but everybody doesn't know him. To know him is to love him. To know him is to have a relationship with him. That's just how that is. Amen. You have heard of many things. Sometimes you have been associated with someone, but you never met them. You've never talked to them. You have no relationship with them. So you just only know of their name, maybe, but you don't know them. Why? Because you don't have a relationship. Amen. I could ask many, you know, how many of you know, have heard of Denzel Washington? You see how I did my head, you know, didn't say. Okay, but we don't know Denzel. We've only seen him act. Somebody may have met him in here, but still you may not know him because you have not spent the time with him and his family. To know them of how they are. Well, we are talking about someone today, hallelujah, whose name is above every name. Whose power no one can go against this. Jesus. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There's a battle going on with us every day. There's a battle going on with the Lord and the world every day. The ways of the world is what comes against you. The ways of the world is what you get caught up in. We don't know the Lord because of the fact that it has a stronghold upon you. The ways of the world. But when you receive him, when you receive him, when you receive him, when you receive Jesus, he will be the greater one. He will be the one that can help you to live this victorious life over sin. Oh, it can be done. Oh, and that doesn't mean, let me say this. Listen, especially young people. Just because you hear us say, you know, that, you know, we're saved and we are, and we live a victorious life, that doesn't mean things don't happen.
Right.
And don't let them make you think, honey, because some of these mothers got testimony, baby, they can make the hair strap on your head. You just ain't never heard it yet. Right. Some of the things that they were involved in or what they were delivered from. Amen, mothers?
Amen.
I know sometimes we kind of come off like what they're doing is just so wrong. What you're doing is so wrong. And we just look upside your head because your dress look like that and you ain't got this or whatever. You ever imagine where they dress was? Just like where you was. Maybe you just don't know.
That's right.
What am I saying? We all have a past. We all have something we were delivered from or may need right now to be delivered from. But you got to know that when you get a relationship with the Lord, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God is a real God. This is a real life to live. It's more to it. It ain't about this, really. This life is not about wearing this white. We're just kind of doing something that's in order that we, you know, since we're in this, we're just going by the order as far as that's concerned. And that's all right, because everything should have an order to how it's done. But as far as this life is concerned, it's more to it than just wearing this white. It's not about getting behind here. But when I leave step just down here, I got to live this thing. When we leave out the door, y'all, we got to live it. While we live in these walls, we got to live it. We got to love one another. How can we do that? By the greater one that's within us. Because you can't do this of yourself. Don't get so whatever touched by yourself. Yes, we pray. Yes, we fast. Yes, we may read the word. But we got to live this thing. And this is real. It's real. It's a real thing. He's a real God. He's a real Savior. He's a real deliverer. He's a real deliverer. You can be saved. You can live this life. You can be victorious. You can be the head and not the tail. You are the head and not the tail. He said it in his word. He will be with us always. He will never leave us or forsake us. He is the true and living God. He is the mighty one. He is above. And he can live in you. You can do this. You can do this. You can do this. Because the word says, I can do all things through Christ. He is the one that strengthens me. He is the one that helps bless me. He's the one that sent his comforter to comfort me, to lead and guide me in all truth. He is the one that sent his power so that when the enemy would come in like a flood, he let me know that the Spirit of the Lord would lift up a standard up against him. I am more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. I'm on a winning team here. You know what it felt like to be on a victorious team? Hallelujah. When you go to the pep rally, you was happy. Hallelujah. Even if you was one of those that didn't like to get too loud, you said. Because quiet people really ain't that quiet. But when you on a victorious team, your team is winning. You get to the gym. In our case, we went to the big auditorium when we had a pep rally. And we sit by sections, you know, by the seniors would sit in their area, the juniors would sit in their area, and the sophomores. Okay, and I'm saying my age. Our high school was 10th, 11th, and 12th. Junior high was 7, 8, and 9. Okay. So, every year for the class that I was in, we won the spirit stick. Because we was the loudest. We made up things to be loud. We brought pots and pans from the house. I kid you not. And the sophomores would sit like in the back. The seniors sit on the left, the juniors sit on the right. So each time they go to a section, you had to make your noise. So, of course, the sophomores always had to go first. So when they called us, then we stood up, we had our pots and pans and the little wooden spoon thing popping the top to the pan. And no, our parents didn't know we had this stuff out the kitchen. So because we got home before they did, you know, we scrambled home, put them pots and pans and stuff back up. But what happened? We won the spirit stick. But what am I saying that for? You in this thing. Okay, we gonna be saved? Let's be saved. We gonna praise God? Let's praise God. That's what I'm talking about. Let's not act like that. We don't know that the greater one in us. The greater one that did something for you. Look at what you did. Look at what you was in. Look at it. Come on, think about it. Hallelujah. Look at what God brought us from. If you don't know him, everybody's in a warfare as far as that's concerned. Is flesh warring against the spirit? Every day. Every day. The enemy comes against your mind, will tell you to do something, to say something, to react a certain way. When God is in you, the hope of glory, that you will allow him. Allow him, because you know you can override. Because whoever's really in control is going to take control. I'm talking to saved people right now, babies. Because if you let that flesh that's going to rise up, because I want you to know this, y'all. Flesh going to rise up until Jesus comes, until we change. We're going to be dealing with this flesh till he comes. So saved people, when this flesh wants to rise up, you got to take this word and let it rule. Tell it to rule. Let it rule. Because flesh could get in the war some days that you sometimes got to turn around like, Jesus, help me right now. Oh, God. This people about to... You know, sometimes the world do have some things that you want to say. They about to make me lose my mind up in here. Up in here.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. But the devil is a liar. He is defeated. But that's when you got to let that greater one in you take control. Because you know if you don't let it, you're going to mess up. with that. Because we act like since we saved, we don't mess up sometimes.
You better
say that. Listen, y'all. Don't let nobody make you think that once saved, always saved, so to speak. But I will tell you this. Because see, I don't want the devil to walk out here thinking, making you think that you got an excuse to do your little stuff or whatever, because the Lord know your heart. He know that you can't take it. No, I'm not talking about that, because in best case, we have excuse for it. Because Jesus has given us a way out.
That's the word.
I'm talking about the greater one. He's given us a way out.
He
said, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all what? Unrighteousness. So let you know he's talking to righteous people. This is not the scripture for the sinner's prayer. This is for the people that say the mess up prayer. See, the sinner's prayer is the one that if you believe that Jesus died on the cross and raised from the dead, y'all will be saved. That's the sinner's prayer. But the ones that know God, the righteous, if we confess our sins, it didn't say our fault. We confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Come on, get with yourself, right yourself. Lord, help us here today. Greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. This is a real thing. It's a real life. Living for Christ is a real life. Don't let somebody make you think it's a cop out. The devil is a liar. I love him. I thank him. I'm glad for him in my life. He's real to me. This is a good life. Living this kind of life, it feels the best for life. Oh yes, hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't let the world try to outshine you when they talking about God.
Wonderful.
You have some people out in the world that can talk. They can sound good when it comes talking about Jesus. Woo! They can talk. But go home with them. Go home with him. There's somebody matching up here. And I want you to know this about the greater one. Things can happen to you in your life. But you can go through things while you're saved. You are saved. And the enemy will try to bombard your mind that you shouldn't be going through that.
With a bunch of
food. That's the case, my show wouldn't be up here right now. Because I'm going through some things. Woo, I'm going through some things. Been going through some things for some years.
My God.
Have had some battle with the enemy against my mind about how can you do that? How can you do that? How can you always sound like you ain't going through that? Why are you over the praise team? Why they call your name? How come you always leading a song? How come this and how come that? And how come they call on Sister Coleman? What you got to do? Well, let me tell you what I got. I got steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. My neighbor is not in vain in the Lord. He loves me and I love him. And my soul said yes to him. And it's not me, but it's the Christ that I live, that lives in me. So I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes. Hallelujah. That's another God. I got the greater one in me. Hallelujah. The greater one lives in me. Woo! So my boasting ain't in me, no, in my heart. It's in him. If it wasn't him, what people do, what they say, and how to do it, I would have been gone a long time ago. A long time ago. But see, it's something about living for him. It's something about knowing the greater one. You got to know and believe what you said when you gave your life to him. I believe that Jesus was the one that died for me. I believe that Jesus was the one that shed his blood on the cross for me. I believe that Jesus rose on the third day. I believe that. I believe that he sent the prophet of the Holy Ghost to empower me to be able to witness for him. I believe he did that for me. So what the greater one is in me? The greater one gives me the power to speak, and it's done. He gives me the power to lay hands on the sick. Yes, it's come. I expect them to, because he said they would do it. Hallelujah. And it's not just me. Whoever he said. It's the believer that is supposed to happen.